in, and the doctor is in. I'm glad you can join us again for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And boy, am I feeling curmudgeonly. Try to say that 10 times fast. Matter of fact, don't try to say it very much at all. It's too much trouble. Anyway, Dr. Bill here, you're there, and all is right with the world. At least it is now. Earlier this week, it was not very right with the world. The doctor had many, many troubles in the computer world, and it was no fun. Got much sleep lost and much bags under the eyes, and oh my. But anyway, enough about that. Well, actually, it's not. I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. But anyway, it's been an interesting week. What can I say? There was a time, an episode, I believe it was number 4 of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, that I had a bad tech day. Everything seemed to go wrong. Well, had another one of those bad tech days. Boy, was it a bad tech day. As a matter of fact, it went over into the next day. It was such a bad tech day. So, we'll talk about that in a bit. Anyway, this is episode number 18 for those of you that are keeping score. I know you've got a little chalkboard there beside your iPod or MP3 player, and you're keeping score. So, episode number 18 of Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon for January 7th, 2006 AD. Now, I know that's politically incorrect now. You're not supposed to say AD anymore. Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. But tough bananas, the doctor uses AD. So, deal with it. Okay, what's been going on? Well, let's talk about the biggest news of the week in the tech world, and that is the WMF problem. You know, Microsoft in its infinite wisdom? No. Anyway, they developed a tool, I guess you could call it that, for Windows Metafiles that allowed you to embed things in the file and launch them. I don't know why. Why would you do that in an image? But, oh well. Anyway, they developed that, and it wasn't actually a bug. It was an intentional design. However, somebody sat down one day, and they were puzzling and scratching their side of their head and said, you know, you could launch something in an image, and all people would have to do is hit that image and view it, and boom, it would launch this code. Ooh, we could use that to spread viruses. We could use that to infect people with spyware and adware. Oh, my goodness, what a great opportunity. And they jumped right on it. And it was bad. It was what is called in the trade a zero-day exploit, meaning that it was bad from day one, or day zero in the computer world, because as we know, in the computer world, the first number is zero, followed by one, followed by two, followed by three, and so forth. You know, zero and one, binary, gotta love that. It's computerish. Yeah. Anyway, I digress. The deal is that this Windows Metafile problem created a terrible vulnerability for computers anywhere and everywhere. And it wasn't long, matter of fact, within just a few days, that thousands of sites, literally, had created images that were on the sites that looked totally harmless. But if you were to go hit their site, it would immediately infect your computer with spyware, adware, and then also potentially viruses. So, these people should be, of course, lined up and shot with automatic weapons. However, you know, the benevolent doctor would never do such a thing, would he? We'll never know. All right, the thing is, this was a very bad problem, and actually continues to be a very bad problem unless you patch it. And there are now several patches available. I put one up on the website on January the 3rd. The web patch or the patch that was available on the web from a gentleman that worked with Steve Gibson. And it was featured on the Security Now podcast, which, by the way, if you don't get the Security Now podcast, please go over to grc.com and listen to the Security Now podcast. Now, it's very, 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 very techy and very deep at times in terms of technical stuff. So, of course, your doctor loves it. But I would encourage you to listen to it because Steve Gibson and Leo Laporte get into some really interesting security issues when they talk about these things. And so I just can't encourage you enough to do that. You can also get the same podcast from thisweekintech.com. Either way, check it out. I think you'll like it. But Steve and a gentleman from, I want to say Germany, but I'm not 100% sure, somewhere over in Europe at least, they interviewed him on the last Security Now podcast. Ilfac, I believe, is his first name. Wrote this patch, and it's a very, very good, very effective patch. Excuse me. And they tested it, and I'd encourage you to download that and use it. Or you could download Microsoft's emergency patch that they finally got out 14 days after the initial release, I guess you'd call it, of the Windows Metafile problem. And to tell you the truth, you know, I kind of like Ilfac's patch better myself. I installed it, haven't uninstalled it, just using that. But, hey, you really need to do it. I'm serious. And tell all your friends to do it. Because the reason it's so serious, and I'm going to try to get a little more serious now. The reason it's more serious than a lot of things that have come out of late is because it doesn't rely on a user's, shall we say, lack of understanding of computer security. You know, typically things are spread because somebody sends an email and it says click on this attachment and people go,